back. Hour number three on this Monday, and a special appearance by David John Oates and some new reverse speech newsmakers. We have about 35 or more of them, brand new this hour, and boy, somebody's been busy all week. David, welcome back. Let's thank the young lady for her hard work.
Absolutely. Naomi's worked very, very hard and nonstop, and she's asked for a week off. And I told her, yes, we're...
Well, wait a minute. That's pushing it a little, isn't it?
Thank you
ought to be more than enough, David. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
Goodness.
Crack the whip. Absolutely.
Well, good. No, this is... These are very, very dangerous times, and with each passing week, we stumble closer to any number of major conflagrations, I mean wars, that could break out. Regional wars, local wars, world wars. So it's just a non-stop stream of potential for reverse speech. Maybe you can find somebody to help, Naomi. Get two people working. I'd do this every week if I could.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'd love to get someone else doing it. I've put out the offer many, many times. And
well, there you go. Any of you reverse speech graduates who want to get involved, help us out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have no time at all to do it. I mean, occasionally I get time to do it, but
right.
I'm so busy, to be honest. But, you know, that's why we need more analysts. Take training.
Right.
Next
right.
class
right.
starts April 21st, soon. There's only two seats left.
Very good. Good for you. Yeah, well, let's get some of these graduates to come back and pitch in.
Absolutely. I really want them to. Absolutely. The offer's there. You get paid. So, you know.
It's, right.
I don't expect you to do it for charity. You know, it's all part of the running costs of reverse speech, you know. And
right.
The more analysts we've got out there doing it, the more people find reversals, the more publicity we can get, you know.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yeah, so next class, if you want to get involved in the field, that I have a funny sneaking suspicion we are going to see it grow very rapidly in the next year or two. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just have a gut feeling about it.
Okay.
So,
I like
see.
That. Yeah.
So, April 21st is the next class. Give us a call, 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. All right, let's start with the reversal of the night, shall we?
Got it.
Now, I'm a bit out of the loop on this Florida shooting. Fill me in on who David Hogg is. FBI agent's son claims...
Former FBI agent who, for some strange reason, moved to that high school district and enrolled his son in that very high school just 4 months ago.
Hmm.
Coincidence? Hmm. I don't think so. When you look and see one of the top stories in headlines, and I would urge all of you to take a look at this. Yoshi sent it in. And you see what David Hogg's father's employer created. I think it'll be very interesting to you. They talk about the shooter being dressed in full metal garb and wearing a mask. Well, what that tells you is nobody except one alleged student encounter has recorded seeing the suspect actually doing the shooting. So who was doing the shooting? Three students have been on videotape all saying that there was absolutely more than one shooter. They could tell by the way the sounds were coming from different levels and areas of the school. No, it wasn't echo. These are different origination points. So when you click on the link, it's the fourth story down there in headline news under the Korea stories. It says, oh my, what David Hogg's father's employer created. And it's a video link. And you've got to look at this. Here, let me read what Yoshi wrote. The father of Parkland gun control agitator David Hogg, the student, 4 months only in the school, what a coincidence, And he was a student journalist, and he was recording interviews with students during the shooting. His father, yes, his father is employed by defense contractor Cubic Simulation Systems, CSS. Kevin Ralph Hogg, former FBI agent, friend of James Comey, and Navy pilot, works at the Cubic Simulation Systems branch in Pompano Beach, which produces the shooter training system that uses the same laser-aimed rifle used by the Full Metal Gear gunman in the high school, as witnessed by a teacher quoted in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel newspaper. Watch this Cubic promo video below, and there's a link, to understand the accuracy of gunfire from the Parkland shooters, plural. Cubic Simulation Systems will, of course, stand to make huge profits out of the Parkland shooting from its sales of simulators to police departments. The fake anti-gun Hogg family are low-down sales agents for the military-industrial complex. So look what was developed at Cubic Simulation System in Pompano Beach, a joint Israeli Defense Force Navy project where Kevin Ralph Hogg works. Click on the link and you can watch and see what was made. And if it doesn't overlay the alleged school shooter in full metal regalia, nothing does. I'm telling you, no coincidences. These things are linked, in my view. I think Yoshi's got it once again.
Well, you're going to love this first reversal. Okay, so here's David Hogg, okay? Here he is.
I'm just so sorry that these people have lost their faith in America, because I know I certainly haven't.
And here he says, Daddy, our source.
Daddy, our source.
Daddy, our source.
You hear that?
Daddy, our source.
Wow. Total confirmation.
Absolutely.
It all came from Daddy. Daddy moved there. Daddy put him in the school. He's been Daddy's shill ever since. God.
Absolutely.
Unreal.
Absolutely. It's all there. It's all in reverse. All right, listen to this reversal. This is David Hogg. He's talking about the school shooting witness being coached. I don't know, I'll play it.
Because we had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill, so we thought this was a drill too, just another one.
Okay, listen to this. Okay, he's talking about the actual shooting itself, right? We had a fire alarm. Okay,
right.
We thought this
right.
was another one. This is his thoughts at the time. This is it. Fabulous.
This was it. Not he was.
This was it. Not he was. This was it. Not he was.
Oh, that little SOB. He was in on this from the beginning. That's
yes,
what reverse speech says.
Yes, you got it right on the nail. Yep. All right, okay, here's the next one. I'm David Hogg.
Play that again, David. You listen to his voice. He's excited. He's up. He's happy.
This is not the reverse we should be getting on someone who's describing a school shooting.
No.
So here's the flaws again.
Because we had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill, so we thought this was a drill too, just another one.
This is it. Fabulous.
This is it. Nothing was.
Bit quick.
This is it. Nothing was.
But it's certainly there.
This is it. Nothing was.
This is it. He's expecting this. We're beginning. Fabulous.
Right.
This is it.
You see how fabulous is delivered on the uptake as well? It comes up at the end.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Once again, reverse speech nails it. It's agree or disagree with it. It's up to you, but we put it on the table. David submits it. Thanks, Naomi. Great catch. Perfect fit to what we had projected, to what Yoshi has been researching and presenting in his essays. This is all a contrived op.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. All right, here's the next one.
Some in Douglas High School are showing more maturity in political action than many of our elected officials is a testament.
I think this verse wasn't very clear, if I remember. This will shake for the killer.
This will shake for the killer.
Oh, that's there, yeah.
This will shake for the killer.
Oh, that's there.
This will shake for the killer.
What's he saying forward again?
Yeah, I couldn't get the fours. It was muffled. Let me play it again.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Okay, so I'll start again.
Stoneman Douglas High School is showing more maturity in political action than many of our elected officials is a testament.
That political action, many of our elected officials, but that's all I could get out of it. So,
he said testing it or testament, I think.
Testament. Do it again.
Stoneman Douglas High School is showing more maturity in political action than many of our elected officials is a testament.
That's a testament.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reverse.
The first part of it is Mary Douglas Stoneman High School, I think. That's the name of the high school.
Oh, okay. This will shake for the killer. What it means by that? This will shake for the killer. I'll play the reverse again. It is quite clear. This will shake for the killer.
This will shake for the killer.
This will shake for the killer. This will shake for the killer.
Well, I think it's pretty clear this is going to be, first of all, a moneymaker. The killer, in the way he may be applying the term, would be a general reflection on the military-industrial complex. Not necessarily the killer, per se, but the killer is the operation.
Right. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. And then one other reversal on David Hogg. Here we go. Oops. Must have it up. Huh. Did I play this? I don't think so. Here we go.
And though we did talk about what to do in this type of situation, nothing could have prepared us for this.
Your gun misused it.
Yes, misused it.
Okay, this is a communication from his higher self to his conscious mind. Your gun, in other words, you're involved, misused it. You misused it.
Yeah, you were bad
that's,
boy.
That's right. That's right. This is his spirit talking to him and saying, naughty boy. Wow.
Wow, that is some very, very, what my remarks in the beginning were just as I see it and as Yoshi sees it. And we presented it, and that fits like a hand in a glove, David.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you told me the situation. I was thinking, oh, wow, Lee's fits right in with what Naomi's reversals revealed.
Unreal.
All right. Now, do we have any more on the shooting? Let me think we're on the shooting. Parent of a school shooting victim. Okay, here we go. Let's play this.
That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different wars. We need to come together as a country.
And he says, I bring a gun.
I bring a gun.
Yeah, it's there.
I bring a gun.
Yeah, well, that's his... let's talk about arming teachers.
Right.
So here we have... school shooting survivors demanding action on gun control. And then we've got Sheriff Scott Israel. Okay. All right. We've got a few here. So here we go.
But sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else will. Because our elected officials certainly will.
Huh. And there's still shit for the killer.
And there's still shit for the killer.
Huh.
Hard to know on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what that would mean. There's still shit for the killer.
Well, you folks out there probably have your own ideas, but look, there's so much going on here. These are very clear reversals. Sad. Sad. Yeah. Another sacrifice, another blood sacrifice is exactly what it was.
Yeah. Here we have the same survivor.
It's on CNN with Jake Tapper.
So you have to
be attending the listening session.
We messed up. Danny just scraped through. That's not very clear, that one. I'll play it again. Don't like it. Sorry, I can hear it, but I don't like it. All right. Who is Sheriff Scott Israel? Do you know him?
A Broward County Sheriff, taking a lot of heat now. For first, one deputy who was supposed to be on duty, who stayed outside the school and got behind his police car and presented his pistol toward facing the building. He didn't go in. Trump called him a coward. Turns out there were three other deputies on the scene as well. Four of them total did not go into the school while the shooting event was underway and shortly thereafter. So the sheriff is now being called incompetent, blah, 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 and they're demanding him step down.
Well, it explains these reversals. Okay, here's the first one.
Who might be the victim of mental health illness and bringing them to a facility where they could be evaluated and treated.
This is Sheriff Scott Israel. And backwards, he says, together we're the Lucifer.
Together we're the Lucifer.
Together we're the Lucifer.
A little bit strange pronunciation, but...
Together we're the Lucifer.
In other words, we're the dark ones here.
It's all there. Together we're the... He doesn't say we're, but he says we. Together we, the Lucifer.
Yeah, we're the dark ones here.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
In the opinion of this sheriff, they shouldn't be around a gun, able to possess a gun, or buy a gun. And those are things we need to do to keep America safer and our children alive.
Oh, you phony, he's a phony, phony creep.
We shift, S-H-I-F-T, we shift for our shit.
We shift for our shit.
We shift for our shit.
Yeah.
In other words.
Shit for a shit.
In other words, you know, they're quick backpedaling. You know,
he's a hustler. He's a con artist. He's a shickster. Nah, anything but credible and no integrity, no reality. These people are sleazy.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows what happened. He knows.
And here's an interesting one. Son Sheriff Scott Israel.
Who might be the victim of mental health illness and bringing them to a...
Same one. Send my fly on him, Armageddon. On a strange reversal. Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Huh.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Don't know what he means
by that. That's weird. What is this guy? He's strange. That's a strange thing.
It's weird. Anyway, there you go. I've got one more of the shooting I just saw. This is, where is it? I just saw it. Just seeing where to go. Here we go. This is a witness.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. Forgive me. I seen it.
Forgive me. I seen it.
Huh.
So, I think that's that Alexa girl, the blonde, who was walking next to Nicholas Cruz and asked him, I thought you'd have been the one to do that because she knew him since middle school and he was a very troubled kid. And when she said that, I thought you'd the one to be the shooter. He said, huh? Like he didn't actually know what was going on. Which is something a mind control victim would do.
Interesting.
Okay? And I think she was saying there in the end, you know, I'm sorry, but that's what I saw. I mean, this is the truth. I saw it. Play it again.
Okay. Forgive me, I've seen it. So here we'll be seeing.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Forgive me, I've seen it.
Forgive me, I've seen it.
Yep, there it is. Yeah, well, that makes total sense, doesn't it? Makes total sense.
Yes, it does. Now, I should mention, I went looking for two other student eyewitnesses. One was a 10th grade boy, can't remember his name, a little skinny kid with glasses. And the other was an Indian, American-looking student, or an Indian national, very well-spoken. I played both of those on this program. Those are in the archives. Both videos have been taken down by YouTube. They're gone. They have also tried to take down all, and I could only find one left, videos of that girl named Alexa, the one who was walking with Cruz, who said there were definitely two shooters, because when she was with him, there were shots being fired at the other end of the school.
Yeah, right.
So... Then see, YouTube is part of this. It's all part of the same Zionist.
Yeah.
It's all control, and they Zionists own the internet. They own it, so they can take down any videos they want, and they've ordered those videos taken down. Rather than just say, "Gosh, the students were confused," you know, during the emotion of the moment, they didn't say that. They took the videos down, which casts more shadows over them and their actions. They're stupid.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right. So,
good job. Really good. Yeah, excellent.
All right. Naomi has a surprise for us, okay?
All right.
We're changing topics altogether now into something completely different, okay? She has reversed you and I on the last show.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. All right.
I think this was her revenge for making her do an extra show.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's cute.
So here's the first one.
The current occupant of the White House, they don't understand that sanctuary cities is what helps law enforcement.
This is playing an example.
Oh, God. She's really nuts. She's slipping into dementia, the woman.
Yeah. Well, see, the reversal's a bit incongruent because she says, the hell with that.
The hell with that.
I guess that's the forwards. I don't know who this reversal is on. It says, and the White House says, is she current? The White House says, is she current? It's me.
The White House says, is she current?
Huh.
The White House says, is she current?
And the White House says, is she current?
Yeah. I guess, who are we talking about? Who plays reversal was that? I can't remember.
I can't either.
Yeah, the reversal's on me. And, you know, I'm just musing, I guess, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. And here we have one on you.
Uh-oh. Keep your guns or die. That's about what you ought to say. I'm not telling you what to say, but that's what it means.
But Oates got the best.
That Oates got the best.
That Oates got the best.
You do. You do have the best. You got the truth. That's funny. That's very good. All right. Thank you, Naomi. Are there any more?
Oh, there's a lot more.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break here. Let's do the break and come back. That was fun. Oates got the best. Yes, he does. All right. Well done. Back in a minute. Okay, and welcome back. Having a fascinating evening, as is almost always the case with David Oates, with reverse speech. Every syllable is there, remember, every syllable is there. Okay.
Yeah, those David Hogg reversals were spot on, weren't they? Amazing.
Yeah, it just concurs with everything Yoshi and I've been trying to put forth on this. It's a setup. Hogg was key, his father was a key. That kid didn't just pop up at that school 4 months earlier and end up as being the poster boy on CNN and everything. Come on. Come on.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I'll pick up a few more reversals of you and I. There's quite a few here. I won't play them all. Here's one here. Yeah, so he's thinking about other things. You know, he's not on the shooting. He's... Now, this is me. We give USA. We give USA? Huh.
We give USA?
I'll be bothered.
We give USA?
Yeah, we're disseminating our information to the United States.
Yeah, sure are.
Yeah, we give USA. What else is here? I don't know which one is yours. Yeah, we'll try this one. Okay, what we're seeing is some of his motives behind his coming out with the story. He needs to feel wanted. He needs to feel belonged.
So does that make him a real time traveler?
I talk about the time travel story. Ambassadors, lol, belief is seen.
Ambassadors?
Lol, belief is seen. Oh, that's between you and me. Oh, what a great reversal. You say ambassadors, and I say lol, as in LOL, belief is seen.
Ambassadors?
Lol, belief is seen.
Ambassadors?
Lol, belief is seen. Huh.
Ambassadors?
Now, is that what I think it is? That we're both in sync on this and the subconscious is speaking together?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Yeah. We're having direct communication. We're communicating. You're saying ambassadors. I guess you're referencing the time travelers. I'm laughing, going, lol.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Belief is seen. That's their belief.
Right.
What a great little interchange. Good job.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Good catch.
Well, I won't do the rest of them. They'll take up the rest of the show.
Well, play a couple more because this is very interesting.
Okay.
I think people like this. Or save them for next time.
Sure. Okay. No, I'll play them. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So here's the next one.
To tell Iran that they have to respect the rights of their citizens.
Gosh, maybe they ought to tell the Israelis that, huh?
He lost it. Live in shock.
He lost it. Oh, you live in shock.
Oh, I live in shock. He lost it. I live in shock.
He lost it. Oh, you live in shock.
Huh.
He lost it. Oh, you live in shock.
Yeah.
He lost it. Oh, you live in shock.
Yeah, you're talking about commenting on the previous track I played. The guy's lost it.
Right.
I live in shock. I'm constantly amazed at everything that's going on, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll pull some more out then. Okay, I don't know what this one is. We'll just play it. Strange.
It's hard to view political Marxists.
What do you have?
It's hard to view political Marxists.
I think it's there.
Bring it up.
Bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
This is reversals on you. You're just telling me, you know, bring it up. We're talking about it. You know, I think it's there. Bring it up.
Yeah, confirming.
These are all fascinating little interchanges as we're doing the show. It shows that we're right into the show.
You got it. No, part of the fabric for sure. No, we're not. We're in it and flowing right with it. This is very interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another one then. Okay. You will follow me, I will consider contradictory. Now I need a family, I will consider a reason.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So anyway, that's how I would interpret it. They're the best in a while is what the reversal is.
They're the best in a while.
They're the best in a while. They're the best in a while.
A little bit unclear, but it is there. I'm just probably commenting on the quality of the reversals, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good reversal. They're the best in a while. Must have been a good show. Okay, here is another one.
You know, this is a very, very sharp man. So that's tomorrow night.
The Unknown Service. Ooh.
The Unknown Service.
Huh.
The Unknown Service.
You're spooting. You're building the suspense both forwards and backwards is what you're doing. Ah, the unknown service.
Maybe it might be unarmed service.
Oh, unarmed. All right. Okay, let's have a listen.
The unarmed service.
Oh, you're right. It is the unarmed service. You're absolutely right.
So what is Jeff saying forward there?
Service.
Okay, well, this is you introducing your guests, so whoever your guest is. So here's the forwards.
You know, this is a very, very sharp man. So that's tomorrow night.
You'd have to know who your guest was, the unarmed.
Right. Well, it must fit with whoever it is.
Yeah, it would do, yeah.
Very good. Very interesting.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Yeah, you see a little bit of reverse speech in action here. Actually, you know, one night we should look at reverse speech in conversation. Just casual everyday conversation in a living room. You'd be amazed what goes on. There's all little interactions and communications, conversations backwards and forwards.
Oh, I'll bet it. Oh, I'll bet it's just incredible. Yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating stuff. It is fascinating stuff. All right, let me see. Okay, here we have former director Jim Woolsey on Russia interfering in elections. So here's the forwards.
They've been doing that to other countries all along. Ian Mihai Pacepa, the head of Romanian intelligence who defected in 79, says that there are more Russians involved in disinformation than there are in their armed forces.
I don't know what this reversal means. Earth is this non-universe.
Earth is this non-universe.
Earth is this non-universe.
What a strange reversal.
Earth is this non-universe.
That is really weird. That's James Woolsey. I don't know. That's a pretty spacey kind of a thing to be involved with subconsciously when you're speaking forward.
That's bizarre. Here's the one talking about Russia.
They are strategically a lot smarter. The Russians basically are like the old fellow who lived next to the Lincolns in their farm when he was a little boy. Lincoln said the old boy used to say, "I don't need much land, just what adjoins mine."
And they yellow their scandals.
Yellow their scandals.
Oh, yeah, that's
yellow it. Yellow their scandals.
Don't know.
Yellow their scandals.
Can't hear the S on the end. Just yellow their scandals, singular.
Yellow their scandals. Yellow their scandals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just...
He doesn't like the Russians either, does he?
No, that's obvious. Yeah, he's just calling them lousy cowards, is basically what he's saying. So... All right, let me see. I've got them all this mixed up with Mattis on Iraqi self-determination.
It's the same sort of thing. Let's have Iraqis vote for who they want and project their own image of themselves. They don't need outside interference.
This is Mad Dog Mattis.
Mad Dog Mattis.
And he's talking about Iraq after we killed 3 million people there and destroyed the country.
I know.
Talk about gall. He's pontificating about how they should have the right to vote, not...
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. I was getting ready for the show. You asked me to get some of the old reversals on North Korea. And every aggressive reversal was on Mad Dog Mattis.
That's funny.
Anyway... Here's this reversal here. Own a voice.
Oh, there's voice.
Oh, there's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, there's voice.
Yeah, it's there. It's not the clearest one. Okay, so let me show you some of the aggressive reversals on Mad Dog Mattis. Here he's talking about North Korea.
It was one I learned by watching similar-sized units. Like, for example, I watched dozens of platoons go through certain ranges.
And he says, might nuke them.
My dear friend. My dear friend.
Yeah. That's his fallback position.
Yeah, that's right.
He can't wait to nuke somebody, these people.
Yeah, and here he is again, talking about North Korea.
I think the most important thing is to recognize if you're going to an objective down the track, and you want to take your vehicle, your train down the track.
He's talking about North Korea. He says, die in mud, the mud, mud.
Die in night, the night, night.
Die in night, the night, night.
What a happy guy here. What a nice man.
I know. Die in mud, the mud, mud. What a nice thing to say. Here he is. NATO's ready to fight to prevent nuclear proliferation.
Uh-huh.
You can see the U.S. remains fully committed to NATO. Our union of democratic nations united in our efforts to protect our populations and our way of life.
Sure fire on it.
Sure fire on it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure fire on it. Sure fire on it.
I wonder what he means by that, unless he's going to be the one who's sure firing.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Here he is threatening North Korea.
Today, Minister Han and I will discuss other ways to make certain our militaries are always ready to protect this republic.
And he says, Kim, deal with it.
Kim, deal with us.
Kim, deal with us. Kim, deal with us.
In other words, you know, Kim, deal with it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Sure.
It just speaks for itself. Here he is again on North Korea. This is all Mad Dog Mattis. I mean, I went back over the last few months. All of them were Mad Dog Mattis. Here he is again.
Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam, or our allies, will be met with a massive military response.
And he says, now we nuke it. Yes, sir.
There it is again. That's his fallback. He wants to nuke.
Yeah, he really
wants to nuke, boy.
And here he is again.
Together and with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nations and the region.
And backwards, seal the battle for nukes. We're gonna win this. You're not gonna get bigger nukes than we have.
It's like high school bullies.
I know. It's incredible stuff. Yeah. Gee whiz, I got so many here. I pulled out quite a few. Let me pull out a classic one on two on Trump here I want to play.
The Marshall Plan was built on the noble idea that the whole world is safer when nations are strong, independent, and free.
But backwards, he says, I face a world war.
A fierce world war.
Look, the world really is sitting on the brink. We haven't been on the brink like this since the Cold War days, you know.
No, I think it's actually worse because there's such a multiple of potential here. Many venues, 7-8 solid venues where war could be intentionally triggered anytime.
Yeah.
It's like a chess game, but you move a chess player and you got a war.
Yeah, and here he is asked whether he would use nukes.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Backwards, he says, get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
In other words, he used them reluctantly is what that means.
That's right.
Yeah, but he would use them, which I don't know. Maybe he's got to have people convinced that he would use them. And here's Tillerson talking about North Korea and China.
The action items we have agreed upon today have set a foundation for additional areas of cooperation.
But backwards, he says, shared knife for us ahead.
Shared knife for us ahead.
In other words, we've got troubles coming up, both of us, China and
He said shared knife.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. Shared knife for us ahead, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're convinced that they're going to be in some kind of major military conflict. I don't know how else to read it.
Yeah, and I agree. When you go over all the reversals and pull them all together, they paint a pretty ominous picture, I must admit. Here's McMaster's talking about North Korea.
Without some significant new actions in the form of much more severe sanctions.
He's suicidal. Talking about Kim. So they think he's a suicidal maniac, is what they think. And, they're all ready to go. Wow, it's... all right, let me see. What else have I got here? Here's Nikki Haley, United Nations, talking about Palestine, actually.
Putting forward old talking points and entrenched and undeveloped concepts achieves nothing. That approach has been tried many times and has always failed.
This one says, see a war.
See a war.
See a war.
See a war.
Yeah,
war.
She's in on it. She's a neocon. She wants war, too.
Well, that's what they all seem to be saying. Look, here's a really bizarre reversal. Listen, here's a bizarre one.
One reason we did that is our well-founded belief that the United Nations spends an altogether disproportionate amount of time on Israeli-Palestinian issues. It's not that those issues are unimportant. They are certainly very important.
Okay. Now, Naomi documented this as saying, the shame that I need to feel the live flowers. But when Jeff is going through this and correcting it, he's actually hearing not live flowers, but knife flowers. So you decide, the shame that I need to feel the live flowers or the knife flowers. Here we go.
The shame that I need to feel the knife flowers.
The shame that I need to feel the knife flowers.
I think it's knife.
The shame that I need to feel the knife flowers.
Yeah, I hear definitely KN. Knife.
Yeah, I hear that too. Interesting metaphor. Interesting metaphor. Deception. You know, flowers are peace, but knife, you're high. It's deceptive. It's a false front. So it's a shame that I need to feel the knife flowers. You know, it's a shame that I've got to project this image of being nice when we're really ready to fight. I think. I don't know. Interesting metaphor. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, listen to this. Here's General Mattis on North Korea again.
North Korea has been testing missiles. Are they getting any better at their capability?
We always assume that with a testing program, they get better with each test.
And he says, my wolf attack with the weather.
My wolf attack with the weather.
Wow.
My wolf attack with the weather.
That's springtime. Springtime. Springtime.
That's we're waiting for the right time. You're absolutely right. My wolf attack with the weather. Here it is again.
My wolf attack with the weather. My wolf attack with the weather. My wolf attack with the weather.
And then we see some of his plans. Here he is again. Mattis. It all matters.
If they fire at the United States, it could escalate into war very quickly. Yes, that's called war. If they shoot at us. If they do that, then it's game on.
I do give it a new ship.
I do give it a new ship.
Moving new ships into the Gulf.
Yeah, another carrier battle group.
Yeah, waiting for the change in weather. They're all ready to go. They're just waiting for the right moment or the right trigger.
Right. You know. And you know what they'll do? As I've been saying, and I'm sure many others have too, they'll create their own issue, like the Gulf of Tonkin, in order to launch a, quote, retaliatory attack. It'll be a false flag. They'll hit one of our destroyers with a torpedo or something, kill 20, 30. Maybe they'll sink a boat. Then we can go ahead and get even with those North Koreans. And it won't be them that did it, necessarily. I don't think Kim is stupid enough to start anything.
No, I don't think he is.
He's got 73 submarines. It'd be very easy to have a torpedo fired at one of our ships and claim it was one of his 73 subs.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
Wow. And here's Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea.
Caution the president about is don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job, meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job. But do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you're sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
Backwards, he says, a new Armageddon.
Under Armageddon.
Under Armageddon.
There you go.
Under Armageddon.
Well, he seems to be on the inside too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yep. And here he is again talking about North Korea.
My goal is to convince him if you try to get a missile to hit America with a nuclear weapon on top, that will be the end of your regime. And if he believes that, he will stop.
We'll beat enemy.
We'll beat enemy.
We'll beat enemy.
Yep.
That's totally congruent. Sure.
Yep. All ready to go. listening to all these reversals, yeah, you asked me to go back and pull some out.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, gee whiz, there's a lot here that we...
play another one or two if you want. Go ahead, because these are really important.
Oh, okay. Now you put me on the spot.
Well, if you don't have anything, that's okay. I mean, you've made your point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have any on top of my head. Sorry. Where are we?
Mattis, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, okay, here's Mattis saying NATO's ready to prevent nuclear proliferation.
The European Union, ladies and gentlemen, we have very candid discussions. I believe right now we have sufficient rigor in the political sharing, the political discussions.
Backwards, the shit for spy.
The shit for spy.
The shit for spy.
Mm-hmm.
The shit for spy.
Well, they got their spies out all over the place, of course, you know.
So. Right. Wow. Well, David, I think the, unfortunately, the relative immediate future is clear. This is their plan, and I don't know how. North Korea will never give up their nuclear weapons. This is the great equalizer. They've been waiting since 1952, 53 for some kind of security. They teach their people that the Americans are going to come back and kill them again, and it looks very much like that prophecy is going to come true. Sad to say, leave the North Koreans alone. You know, it would take no more than a day for the Chinese to fly a few nukes in there and make them a nuclear power. I don't think the Chinese have done that. I don't think they've had to. They've helped them out along the way. They've built their own. It's all crazy. It's just nuts. And we're all going to suffer. A lot of us are going to die. And if he gets real lucky and lobs one over here, you could say goodbye to Seattle, Portland, who knows? Don't know.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
Yeah. Wow, terrific reversals, David and Naomi.
Yeah,
terrific.
Great show tonight. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't get any better. Thank you, David, as always.
Okay. Yeah, right. No worries, sir. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay, very good.
Bye. See ya.
David Janos, Reverse Speech, reversespeech.com. God knows how many examples are over there. Go listen. Count the syllables. They all fit. If they don't fit, they don't get run. Okay, that's the program for Monday. And tomorrow night, we'll be right back with you. Have another 3 hours of information, conversation, and wisdom, hopefully. And we'll talk to you then.